13 minutes before 5, all things considered on 90.7 WFAE. Now, for a closer look at Stonewall Street in Uptown Charlotte. Mayor Jennifer Roberts wants the city to rename the street, citing its shared name with the Confederate General Stonewall Jackson. But there's been some debate as to whether Stonewall Street really is a tribute to the general. WFAE's Nick Della Canal reports.
This would not be the first time Charlotte has considered renaming Stonewall Street. Back in 2006, the City Council considered changing the name to honor Martin Luther King Jr. But at the time, no one could prove whether or not the street was indeed named after Stonewall Jackson, and the city ended up giving King's name to Second Street instead. Since then, there have been a few theories as to where the street got its name. One of the more popular ones was that the street was actually named for the general's widow. Here's Tom Cole, one of Charlotte's public librarians.
Mary Anna Morrison Jackson, the widow of Stonewall Jackson, moved to Charlotte in 1872.
And she had a house on West Trade Street, and she was kind of a local celebrity back in the day.
Yeah, she was a sentimental favorite of the city, or at least of the persons who look back on the Confederate period with sentiment.
So there's one theory. Another possibility, the street might have been named after a literal stone wall that used to sit on the current site of Bank of America Stadium. Well, after more than a decade of speculation, we think we've arrived at an answer, all thanks to a tip from a former librarian named Valerie Burney, who was quoted in the Charlotte Observer Thursday. Her tip led Cole, our public librarian friend, to a page of handwritten minutes from a city meeting in the late 1860s.
Well, here's the scoop, so to speak. They named four streets at once on June 26, 1869. Streets named as follows: Vance, Hill, Stonewall, and Lee. So three of those are Confederate generals, and the other one, Vance, is the governor of North Carolina during the Civil War.
So Stonewall Street is indeed not named for a widow or a wall or any other prominent city figure, but the same Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canale.